And so you don't think that you are in control. You are not. And that's why whatever you are going through today as a covenant child of God, it has an expiry date. No, I'm not joking, it does. I say in the name of Jesus, get to know today that it has an expiry date. Oh yes, it has. Your husband, your wife, your children, your body, your health, your finances, and whatever. Whoever told you that you're going to die that way, you are coming to be an example to those who will be going through it in future. You tell them, say, what are you going through? Look at me. What are you going through that I've not gone through, that God didn't bring me out? He will bring you to, and that will be, you'll become a testimony. That's why he says you're going to all the world and be what? Witnesses. Witnesses how? So that you can let them know that I'm alive and well, I'm reigning supreme. And that, look, see what I'm doing in your life. Let them see what I'm doing in your life. So they will know too that this same thing will happen to them. Glory be to God in the highest. And so when they were there, the devils thought that he had all the power through Pharaoh. And he thought he could keep them there. When Abraham had no child at all, God said, you have. And the day he questioned God, he said, see, I go without a child. He said, no, listen up, hear me well. He said, your descendants will be so many, in fact, they'll be slaves in the foreign land for 400 years. But see, I'm looking for a child. And see, once God speaks, it will happen. So sometimes I think, I say, what if God wanted to change his mind along the line that they won't be slaves, but he has spoken? So you make that slavery a blessing. And God does not make mistakes with his words. So are you saying that God thinks before he talks? He is the word himself. He's the word already spoken that must now be articulated through the lips of clay. Of giving some volume through the mouth. That's why I was saying, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God was the word. And all things were made by him. Isn't it amazing that all things are products of what? All things. That thing that made you flip, you almost jumped out of your body. Product of words. That one that almost makes you die because you never thought that such a thing could happen to anybody. Words. All things. But why do all the troubles or go through all the troubles when in the beginning was the word? And the word was with and God was the word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life. Now you now see why people will look for word. In him was what? And the life was light. Is anybody walking in darkness? Get into the word. Anybody groping in darkness, any area of your life, just ask for grace to get into the word. And I say to someone today in the name of Jesus, because of the continuous understanding of the blood covenant that God is bringing our ways, get your load ready. Yeah. There's a turnaround coming that the world never thought could happen. Yeah. And God will begin to show to the principalities and powers the manifold wisdom of his kingdom. And it's going to be through you. You are a covenant child of God. You are bought by the blood of the Lamb. You're worth more than you can ever dream. You say, what's my worth? The blood of Jesus. And it makes beautiful. Thank God we know Jesus. Thank God people like us got to know Jesus in our lives. And some have all the opportunities and they think it's a joke. They're looking for how to survive Jesus. You better repent quickly. Don't fight the battle you can never win. Don't fight the battle that will reduce you to nothing. Jesus has won forever. So that was Passover. And they knew Passover over the years. So they celebrated it every year. That is in commemoration of the miraculous release from slavery. And by the time the laws were given, it was incorporated. God told Moses to incorporate it. So every year, they have the feast of the Passover. Come on, church. But on this occasion, Jesus stood there and he knew, if you read the Bible, he said, look, go prepare the place where we're going to eat the Passover. But when he sat down, he said, no, this is my blood. Wow. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my blood, which is poured out for you. And I want to charge you to do this all the time. From now till the end of the ages, into your generations, please remember, my body was what was broken for you. Not the blood of the bull, or the blood of the goat, or the blood of the ram that you have always thought it was. That was symbolic of me. Of me, it has been spoken long in the volume of the books before I came in person. That's why the Bible says that the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundations of the world. So he introduced himself, said, this is it. All these things that they've been doing over the years, partially, currently, I am the one. He seemed to be telling them. He said, so you take. Understanding will come. In the name of Jesus. Clarity will come. In the name of Jesus. The power attached to it will bust loose in your life. Yeah. You really didn't have to die. He really didn't have to die. He really didn't have to die. Oh, but he did. You know why? He loves humanity. Yes. So he died for you.
He really did.
He really
didn't have to die. I'm glad.
He really didn't
have to die,
but I'm glad
he did.
One more time. He really didn't have to die.
Oh, he really didn't have to die,
but
I'm glad he did.
I wonder where one like me will be if Jesus didn't die. Yeah. One thing that I'm sure of is that you will never have known that I live, that I was even born. If you didn't die, you will never, some will never, in fact, most of you will never hear my name. You will live your whole life and go. But you see, it's not because he wants my name to be popular, but because he wants me to carry his name. And you can't carry his name without you being known. Remember, it is victorious. Remember, you are beautiful. Remember, a prize is paid. Remember, the battle is already won. Remember that you will not die in this problem. You are coming back to testify. Remember, now thanks be to God. Because it causes you to triumph always. No matter how critical, how terrible the situation may be, you will testify.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Come on. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus.